leading scorer in his second season with the Rush. Mark Matthews joins us once again. Mark, Derek Keenan was on earlier and said that the thing that impressed him the most was how the team bounced back after the loss. You only have one loss in 15 games. There's definitely no reason to panic. What was said amongst the leaders of you guys after that loss that you needed to do better and that you did the next night against Calgary?
We kind of just took it as a little bit of a burden off our back as to, having the streak leaning over our heads all the time. But, after the game, some guys just, Corbs and Jammer just kind of said, we got a game tomorrow night. We can't really dwell upon the loss too much. We got to get back at it tomorrow, and we did that.
Mark, you've had such a terrific season as a team, and it was only one loss, and you did bounce back. I guess the key now, it seems obvious, is to finish strong. You don't want success to be a switch you try and turn on and off. So you can sweep Calgary for the first time in club history and then finish the season strong. That's got to be the goal, is to win these last two and go in feeling good about yourselves, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Winning at home is obviously something we want to do, and we struggled with in the past. But going into these next two games at home and being able to finish the year off with two more wins would be awesome, and to sweep Calgary would just be the cherry on the top of all that.
Mark, you come in 10th in the league in scoring. You've got 72 points. One of your teammates, Corey Conway, is having a career year. He's got 66 points. Right behind him, Curtis Knight with 65. Talk about, I think a lot of people expected you and Knight to be right up there in offense. Not many people expected Conway to have the season he's having. What's been the biggest contribution he's added to your offense?
Yeah, he's having a great year, obviously. Coming off a good summer that he had out in Victoria last summer, and he just didn't stop at all from the summer he had into this year. And with our offense being a little different than it was last year, having not having one guy hold the ball the whole time and everyone getting an equal chance to move the ball around, that's that helps Connie out a lot. And he's, like you said, he's having a great year, and hopefully he can keep it up.
I want to elaborate on that, Mark. The plan to not have one guy hold the ball anymore. So is that who brought that in? Was it the players that discussed that? Who made that change?
No, I think just bringing in Jeff McComb, a new offensive guy, and having it kind of sets everything, every possession up, for different guys, and make sure we're moving the ball a lot and sticking to the systems. Not like kind of last year how we just kind of were, either I had the ball or Wardo had the ball, or we just kind of were individual last year. And I think that's why we're having so much success this year.
Back to these last two games. Now, again, it was only one loss, but you guys have been on such a roll. In terms of preparation, Derek and the players, did you take anything from that loss? Do you break it down? I know you had to go on and play the next one right away, but moving ahead, was there something that anybody identified that said, hey, we're slipping into a bad habit here, or let's just watch this? How does that break down?
No, I think we realized that the streak had to come to an end at some point, and we ran into a hot goalie, and Colorado was a good team. Nothing to take anything away from them. They obviously beat us in their home arena, and like I said, they ran into a hot goalie, and Dylan Ward played a hell of a game for them, and we just couldn't squeeze any buttons.
Mark, you go up against them in practice, so I'm going to ask you a difficult question because the ballot is coming out very soon. Who wins for the Edmonton Rush Defensive Player of the Year?
Oh, well, it has to be Kyle Ruiz. He's the best defenseman in the world, and that's it showed the last 2 years he's won the Defensive Player of the Year, and I would have to imagine it would happen again this year.
Talk about Corbeil's season, and just, he's come in, he had to take over the captaincy, and the former captain's on the bench, a unique situation that definitely hasn't had any sort of negative impact at all. He's having a career year offensively. He talked about how he wanted to challenge guys to be better at home and to maybe overall have better conditioning. Now, how much of an impact in a leadership role has your captain played on this team's 15-1 record?
Corbeil's, a great captain, and off the floor, on the floor, he does everything for the guys, and he's not really looking out for himself too much, which is nice. And, for a guy like that to be running the floor and getting us big goals, it's it helps us as a team, helps as an offense, and as a defense as well. He's a great defenseman and a great team guy.
You know, the one thing you can do as a player and a coaching staff is you go out, you win ball games. The rest is somebody else's department. This team hasn't been as good at home as it would like to in past seasons. Now you've got a terrific record. You're closing it out with two. I've got to assume it would be nice to get as many people in the building for those games as possible. Or is that something as a player, when you look up in the stands, it doesn't really matter?
No, definitely it matters. I mean, it's not a huge factor, but you know, to know that you have a full arena is pretty cool. And you know, when we go into places like Colorado and Calgary, and their places are pretty well sold out, it's beneficial for the home team, and it's also pretty cool for us to play in front of that many people. So coming into this weekend and into the playoffs, I hope the city of Edmonton will hopefully pack Rexall and maybe get upwards of 10,000-11,000 people.
Overall, Mark, as an offense, what do you think of the two things you guys want to fine-tune in the final 2 weeks of the season?
We just got to get back to the systems we ran early in the year and that were pretty successful. And I feel like the last few games, we kind of strayed away from those. And we just got to, get back to the systems and get our power play figured out.
And one last one for me. Are you guys going to be trying to get John Lintz a shot on goal in the final two games of the season?
We were all yelling for him to shoot at the end of that Calgary game there. He was the first time he crossed half of the ball on a stick, and he just decided he wasn't going to do it. A whole bench was screaming at him just to shoot one on net or even just take a shot in general. But we're hoping he gets one in practice before he gets one in the game.
So is it almost a badge of honor he's wearing now? He'll refuse to shoot?
I don't know. I think so. He jokes about it sometimes that it's just not even in his mind to even go down there and shoot. He'd rather just run off. But, I like that better. Sends us on the floor.
Yeah. Well, Mark, continued success, and hopefully you guys go 16-1 this weekend.
Thank you very much.